Welcome to the Fantasy Throwdown Podcast. I'm your host, Dwayne Callender. We're going to do a quick recap of the Thursday night football game. Just ended not too long ago. Steelers coming out on top 40-17. Story of this game was just bad turnovers by Marcus Mariota. He had four picks in the game. Steelers haven't done that in, I think they said in the broadcast, over 30 years. So it tells you how rare that is, but just a lot of bad throws by Mariota, a lot of overshoots. I didn't get to talk about it earlier in the earlier podcast, but I was having a strong avoid on most of Tennessee's offense, in particular receivers and the running backs, because I had no confidence in Mariota coming off a shoulder injury, being anywhere remotely ready to play on 3 days rest. And So said, so done. Although Mariota did hang in there, never complained. Scramble for a TD. I mean, he was grinding, but I didn't think he had much juice in there tonight. And it kind of showed with some of the throws that he bailed out on, because he just didn't get any oomph on those throws. So he was kind of arcing some of them when he needed a little bit more zip. But in terms of the Steelers, a lot of this offense just ended up kind of circling Antonio Brown's way. So Antonio Brown had three touchdown catches, over 100 yards receiving, and honestly is going to be the top receiver, at least in the top three of receivers this week in terms of fantasy production, just because of the three touchdowns alone. I think he'll still end up being the top receiver just on that alone, even though it wasn't a day where, you know, honestly, I think it was just a lot of setup in terms of the game time situation. But you take what you can get, and if you're a Antonio Brown owner, this is exactly what you were looking for, because as I said earlier, I do not have confidence in this actually lasting the rest of the way through. I think you're better off getting the value out of Antonio Brown right now instead of trying to wait for it to happen again down the road. Because, as I said, the Steelers down the stretch for fantasy playoffs isn't exactly the best that you want. Because just to kind of give you an insight as to it, if you're a 13-week league, first week of the playoffs is at Baltimore, home against Baltimore, actually. Not a great matchup because of the secondary, so not a great passing day, most likely, for Antonio. But, he's put up numbers in the past against the Ravens, but it's few and far between. The following week, week 15, is home against the Patriots. Patriots, yes, that is a matchup that's winnable, so I would have no issue starting Bell or Brown in that scenario. But then week 16 is Christmas at Houston. So, I mean, not the best matchup. I mean, again, you could pick on Tom Savage all you want, but at the end of the day, Houston still has a decent enough defense that unless they pack it in for the year, that could give you some trouble. So I'm just saying, it has to be a deal that makes sense, but I wouldn't necessarily rule out the idea of trading Antonio Brown just to get a high-end running back and a back-end wide receiver to fill out complimentary, or if you downgrade the wide receiver slightly to a Keenan Allen type and then get a running back. That might actually help you in terms of matchups, because, again, down the stretch for fantasy football purposes, we're starting to look at matchups, not necessarily the name of the fantasy player. So you're trying to maximize your value, because once you hit the playoffs, you're going up against good teams regardless. So it's just a matter of seeing what matchups you can exploit. So anyway, one of the reasons why I did hop on the podcast again tonight was I just heard an absolutely ridiculous story. So, I mean, Juju Smith-Schuster is the rookie wide receiver for the Pittsburgh Steelers. He's having an unbelievable year. Most times, post-game interviews don't reveal a whole lot. NFL Network, however, insisted on asking deep probing questions, which weren't really deep and probing, but being a rookie, he didn't really know any better to respond to it. So they asked him the question of what are some of the things that Antonio Brown has taught him as a mentor? And Juju Smith-Schuster's response was essentially was that Antonio Brown takes him to get pedicures because the pedicures, when they stretch out his feet with the cotton balls, it allows their feet to grip the ground better. I honestly don't think I've ever heard of another dude admitting that another dude on his team took him out for a mani-pedi, or maybe it's just a pedicure. But at that point, it was like, are you really that far removed from getting a mani-pedi? Really? I doubt it. I think they have gotten mani-pedis too, but he at least stopped at just getting the pedicure. So, Rich Eisen actually asked Steve Smith if he ever got the pedicure. Oh man, Steve Smith's reaction. At least he gave advice for the rookie to never again admit on national television that another man took him out to get a pedicure. Oh, Smitty. Oh, that was rich. But Smith-Schuster admitted that he gets pedicures with Antonio Brown, and also told the story of his bike getting stolen while he was at practice, because again, who steals bikes other than actual bike thieves? So his bike eventually was returned after it blew up on social media, and Antonio Brown told whoever in the Pittsburgh area to look for Juju's bike. Schuster is not even 21 years old yet, so he had the bike returned, and then he revealed that the guy who returned his bike, because he stated that he bought it off of someone who had stolen it. The guy who returned his bike was later caught 2 days later stealing more bikes. So, you gotta love stories like that because it's just how ridiculous life is sometimes. Because he figured the guy stole his bike in the first place, but of course that confirmed it. But more often than not, I tell people you can avoid post-game shows, but sometimes you get gems like that. Because I mean that was hysterical that just happened there. Plus, they made fun of the fact that he just got his driver's license, so now he has to become the chauffeur for the team. And someone in the crowd actually asked for a ride home, but because of course Steelers fans are still at the game well after the fact that the game's over. But anyway, like I said, just a couple of takeaways from the game. Le'Veon Bell, I mean, good performance. He just didn't get in the end zone. He was in the end zone for a brief moment, and then the referees overturned the decision, and Twitter went on fire because it led to a garbage vulture touchdown for Jesse James, which everyone on Twitter went nuts about because obviously Le'Veon Bell is a top three pick, so it affected numerous people, or both positive and negative, because you had the folks who were going up against Le'Veon celebrating said fact. But as I said, with the Steelers offense, you can look at it two ways. Antonio Brown had a breakout game, or Antonio Brown had his sell high game. I look at it as the sell high game for Antonio Brown because I don't think there's any way for him to break out. I think teams are going to concentrate on him just as they have during the year. I think they'll try to load the box for Le'Veon, do what they can to slow him up. If they can read the run coverage versus pass, and if it's a passing play, then they'll drop the safety a little bit deeper instead, and kind of blanket AB. So, I still think one on one, it's going to be up to Juju to kind of break the team's defense. I thought he did a pretty decent job of that tonight with his production because he was pretty active in the game. So 8 targets, 4 receptions, 47 yards. So, I mean, Juju, again, doing what he needs to do to free space up for the bees. But I can't believe he admitted he got a pedicure. Just Ah, that's rich. But yeah, I still say you got to trade AB going forward. It's just from a standpoint of obviously you're not giving him away. You're getting a top end wide receiver too, and you got to get a running back to go along with that package. But you know, as I said, in the playoffs, you're looking at maximizing your matchups, not necessarily looking at who's the best overall player that you're hanging your hat on that it's going to be able to come through, because as I said, the matchups aren't necessarily the best for Pittsburgh in the playoffs, depending on your season-long format. So anyway, I'm gonna wrap up now because it is well late into the night, and I'm gonna get some rest. So we'll dive into some of the other sports from a fantasy aspect on the next edition. As always, have a good night, and enjoy the sports action wherever you find it coming up around the corner. So, good night.